Welcome to the Listening Post from WWNO, New Orleans Public Radio. Every week we choose a local news topic and open up the conversation to thoughts and opinions from across the city and the Gulf Coast. I'm your listening host, Jesse Hardman. Emergency response in New Orleans was the focus at a recent meeting of the city's Criminal Justice Committee.
Our first presentation will be about our 911 emergency response system.
In March, more than 1 in 10 calls to 911 went unanswered within 40 seconds.
The city's 911 operators are not answering calls up to national standards. They're not answering calls in 20 seconds or less.
That's Charles Maldonado. He's a reporter for the independent news site, The Lens. Maldonado says the 911 problem appears to be a staffing issue.
There are 36 of them as of March, meaning about 13 people on at any given time.
The police department says it has funding to hire 19 more call center staff, but it takes a few months to train them, not to mention the issue of having enough of its own officers to respond to emergencies. About a month ago, I was in a bit of a fender bender. Listening Post producer Kate Richardson was there.
Ugh, don't remind me.
We dialed 911 and connected with an operator within a minute. After filing a report, we waited.
And waited.
And waited some more. 3.5 hours later, a policeman arrived.
Yeah, that was a long wait.
But it got us wondering about your emergency response experiences.
For our latest questions of the week, we asked, have you ever called 911 in New Orleans? What was your emergency? How long did it take for the police to respond and arrive? And how was the situation resolved? Here's what we heard back.
Yes, I've called 911 many times. The most recent time I called for a neighbor who was in distress. It only took the police 5 minutes to respond, immediately followed by the EMTs and the fire department. I expected that kind of response, and I got it.
I was in a car accident off of Claiborne and Elysian Fields. I waited 4.5 hours. No one ever called me back or no one ever showed up to the scene.
I called because there was a break-in in my house. The police came actually pretty quickly, and I think that probably had to do with the neighborhood that I live in. The response you get has a lot to do with where you live and what you're calling about.
When I called them, it took them about 30 minutes. I like 911. They just got short of staff. People need to stop giving them such a hard time.
We got a similar range of responses when people texted the word hello to our Listening Post number, 504-224-5314. One of our contributors actually answered in Spanish. Dijo que había un conductor en contra de la vía en el I-10, which means that a driver was going the wrong way on I-10. Apparently nobody at 911 picked up. The most dramatic response we got was from someone who said that they had called twice, once when their house got broken into, and once after witnessing a murder. They said, with the home invasion, I'd say 6 to 7 hours. We came back to a kicked-in door. With the murder, at least 20 to 30 minutes. They came after I gained the courage to look outside the window and saw that there was a body on the sidewalk in front. They came quickly after I called a second time to report that. Remember, if you want to join the Listening Post Project and receive our weekly news survey, text the word hello to 504-224-5314.
For the last word in our segment, we head to Austin, Texas by phone. Sam Hudek plays guitar in a garage pop band called Growl. Last August, Growl played a show in New Orleans. They headed back to their truck around 1 a.m., just in time to see their vehicle driving off, without them.
It was kind of a surreal moment.
The band called 911 and filed a report.
I guess we placed the call close to 2. The sun had come up before anybody came.
Eventually, they ran into an officer out on another case. He gave them a ride to an impound lot to check for the vehicle. On the way, he told the band about the understaffing struggles in the department.
Kind of an insider look. It seemed like a pretty bleak situation for him as an officer.
That's all for this week, Listening Posters. I'm your listening host, Jesse Hardman. Text 504-224-5314 to make a few suggestions about what you'd like us to investigate. Find out more about us at wwno.org. Hit us up. We'll see you at the Listening Post.